Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it's time for you to get your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of amazing messages we are going to get today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, and a teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, but every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers comes in. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. Joan really is a divine connection, and she's left a door open, and others have walked through it. It's given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to be able to work and relate with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I've had, my work background was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357. And I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to. And it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And this is Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach. I help people to gain understanding about the things that have happened in their lives and the things that are possible in their lives. I also help them to let go of the beliefs that no longer serve them so that they can move forward and create a life that they can truly love. I'm also a spiritual healer, a speaker, an author, and a conscious channel. I knew there was something else. My whole mission in life is to help people to reconnect with the joy of who they are. Because joy is such a wonderful part of our lives. And when we connect with that joy, then everything becomes possible. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there are Learn More buttons under Pictures of DC Love and myself. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but I invite you to look around that website. I've posted a lot of things that have really resonated with me over the years, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear those messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I have is a little prayer, and it's entitled The Angel Prayer of Gratitude, and it was written by Jamie Clark. Thank you, angels, for your love and guidance, your compassion and strength, your knowledge and wisdom as you share it with me, and guide me on my life's path. Together, we create a new reality for ourselves and others. I always feel you near and but a thought away with an instant connection of love, power, and clarity as I make my daily life decisions and interactions with others. Our beautiful teamwork allows others to see and feel their own connection with you. Our strength as a team shines from within, and others feel the effortless, powerful life force and energy as we create together. I am honored, humbled, and thankful to know you. I am an angel. And that was the cute little prayer that I was guided to read. And my first message is from Jesus. Greetings, beloved ones. Today you have the opportunity to start over. It's a new beginning, an opportunity to create the life of your dreams. It's a new page in your book of life. Make it a good one. There's no such thing as failure, just giving up too soon. Think of it as time to contemplate success. Live your dreams and stay focused on your goals. Today is a perfect day to make your dreams happen. You're not alone. God is with you, and he will give the strength that you need to you to keep going. Please walk forward fearlessly. Walk into those fears. Set your soul on fire. live your life without, let's see, okay, without expectations, beloved, because it is so freeing. And let every situation be what it is, and remember, it is only temporary. Enjoy the good times, and remember that the not-so-good times, they're not going to last. All we have is right now, so make it count, become fully present, and live in the moment, and trust life, and trust that God will put the right people in your life when you need them. Listen to your heart. It knows things that the human mind can't explain. And remember, you are never separate from God. Every God direction is road tested. I love you, Jesus. Okay, let's see. And I have another message from Jesus. Beloved ones, I come today to ask that you remain in a state of peace. All is well. Some of you, I've been noticing, have been filled with anxiety, fear, and negative feelings over the last few days. It does not serve you to reside in that state. Others feel as though their life is over. This can't be further from the truth. Life is filled with wonder and joy. Be brave enough to keep moving forward. You can be part of the change that is going on right now. Believe that you can make a difference. Stay present in the moment and join together to make the changes that you want to see in the world. You can make them a reality. Alone you can do a little, but together you can do unbelievable things and create changes for generations to come. See God in everyone and all that you do. If you see separation, that's what you are creating. Commit to taking action for the greater good of all. Each one of you are so needed. Decide that your country, your planet, it is worth this effort. So many of you believe that this is a time of positive change. So take action. Share your visions and ideas with like-minded people. It's not a coincidence that you're here right now. Take a moment and decide how you're going to begin to take action. Please believe in yourself. You must be able to see that change is a good thing. In fact, it's the only thing that you can count on, beloved ones. Life is ever-changing. You must stand together and work as a unified body. What is it that you believe in? Find groups or organizations that ring true to you. Take the first step in creating a better tomorrow for yourself and the greater good of all. And remember, when you take those first steps, you're on your way to making the world a better place. It is imperative that you come together for all of humanity. You are all the great I am. Together, you will have unlimited ideas, knowledge, resources, and everything that is necessary to create a better life for all. Join together now and support one another. What are you waiting for? Just like the slogan says, just do it. Now is all you have. Let the healing begin. Beloved ones, I love you. Jesus. And with those messages, Barbara, I just want to share with everyone that we have a new moon coming in on Wednesday, you know, and it's the first new moon since we had that total solar eclipse, and this is going to be a time of necessary and practical transformation. And this new moon that comes in is like whoomph. It has so much energy with it. So this is a time, a really blessed time, to get in touch with your soul's purpose, and you're going to find as if you're, you know, almost guided, like, onto your path beyond what it could be, like, you know, possible. Sort of like you have Metatron coming in, Archangel Metatron, and he's using his Merkaba or his Metatron's cube, and you just warp time. But you are going to find happiness and abundance as well. So this is a really nice time of beautiful, positive energy. And, Barbara, that's what I have.
Wonderful. Oh, we get to look forward to so much. Okay. Here is what Jesus wants to say to us each now. My beloveds, your life is your choice. We say this because there are still some of you who think that it really wasn't your choice, that you really don't have any choice, that you are powerless, that this is all happening to you, that you are a victim. And we want you to let that go because you are never a victim. You are always making choices. In every moment of your existence, you are making choices. Choices is the theme of your life. It always has been, and it always will be. So accept that your life is your choice. You chose to have a life. You chose your parents. You chose where you were born. You chose all sorts of situations and circumstances because you wanted to learn. You wanted to learn about yourself. You wanted to learn about your creator. You wanted to learn about life. You wanted to learn about love. That's why you chose everything. So start accepting that. Accept that you are the one who is making the choices in your life. And start making the choices that take you to where you want to be. Because you are never a victim. You are never a victim. And you always have a choice. Even in situations where you swear there is no choice, there is still choice. So open up to that choice. Embrace those choices and start looking at what it is you are choosing. You make choices with your thoughts, not just the words that you say. So make sure that you are only thinking about the things that you truly prefer to have in your life. And if there are things that you prefer not to have in your life, why are you creating them with your thoughts? Because, yes, your thoughts do create. It's time for each of you to recognize your power. It's time for each of you to live in your power. So allow yourself to let go of all of those other beliefs, those misconceptions that you've gathered throughout your life. Let them go and move into your power. Move into your choices. Create what you prefer in your own life. And if you have those little voices in your head right now saying, but I can't do it, that's a situation where your thoughts are not what you desire. Change them. Start saying you can. If you can say you can't, you can say you can. It's all you. You are more powerful than you believe, more powerful than you've ever known. Embrace your power. Make your choices count. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so we've come to the part in the show where we will take questions from callers. And my chat room window is not actually formulating, so we're only going to take questions from callers. I don't even know why I even bothered touching the chat room button. So if you are in the chat room and you wanted to ask a question, you'll have to call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. So let's go to our first caller from area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Lena. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lena. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to see if I can get any messages today.
Okay. Let's see what they're giving us for you today.
Hi, Lena. This is DC.
Hi.
It's nice to hear from you. The first message I'm getting, honey, is from Mother Mary. Love is the answer to all your questions, okay? Because feeling loved is our true desire. And, you know, love is continually offered to us by Jesus, Mother Mary, by God, the angels. And saying, Lena, please surround your current situation and all your relationships with love. This is going to help to loosen the bonds of ego. And when you pray for love to heal a situation, immediately God will send angels by your side. Mary is asked, can we say loving words?
Mm-hmm.
For your right. And try to, you know, not pessimist others. And this is really helpful to, you know, to surround yourself with the highest energy available. Okay, and by doing this, Lena, you're going to see there's going to be miraculous healings, there's going to be new beautiful opportunities, and you are going to attract wonderful relationships. Mother Mary is with you. She's healing issues of worthiness, self-esteem, and love, and she wants you to know, Lena, you know, my beloved, you are worthy of all good things.
and you may not feel this way. And she's saying, you know, I want to hold you in my embrace. And she's putting a beautiful blanket around you. And she's holding you in her arms. And she wants you to feel the love and peace. She's saying, please, Lena, be gentle with yourself. Take time to honor your body and your emotions. And when you are able to see yourself through the eyes of love, you're going to know this great healing that will take place. Okay, so please be gentle with yourself. This is a time of rebirth for you, Lena. So please take time for yourself. And I just feel like there's going to be a big healing around you. Okay? And just know that God is with you. Jesus is there. Mother Mary, the angels. And they're here to help you to have hope. Okay? There's a situation that's behind. And Mother Mary is saying, you know, you may not know how the situation is going to play out. You may not know how to resolve it. But just, you know, she's saying, reflect upon my son, reflect upon Jesus, and the importance and the power of faith. And the circumstances, you know, do require it, Lena. Okay? So just allow, you know, this beautiful, optimistic energy to come in and have hope, and your future looks so much brighter. Just continue to give any worries that you have, any cares, anything at all, like anything that you're fearing, you know, give it to the angels or bring it to God, and everything is going to be healed. And in answer to your prayers, you know, you need to have, like, increased hope and faith and know that spiritual help is with you, Lena, and, you know, everything is going to work out for your highest and best. So just please be strong, okay? And you're going to be able to do your part and whatever it is that you need to do, but everything is going to be resolved in your present situation, okay? And Mother Mary is saying, Lena, you are stronger than you think. And you could call upon myself and Jesus and God, the angels, to lift you up. And please do not let, you know, the situation make you feel like a victim. Use your God-given strength, my beautiful child, okay? So Mother Mary is with you, and she just wants to validate, you know, what has been going on, Lena. Okay? So I hope that's, you know, been a little bit helpful to you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Lena.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you. Barbara, are you muted?
Of course I was muted, and I was talking quite well, thank you. Okay, Lena, Jesus wants to do a little healing work on you, so here we go. My beloved one, we are helping you to let go. We are helping you to let go of so much that you've been hanging on to for so long. And we know that sometimes it feels like your life just isn't changing. You keep having all of this beautiful healing work done on you, but your life just isn't changing. And the truth is, your life is constantly changing. And you can see this if you allow yourself to see it. So today the angels are working with you on helping you to open your eyes, helping you to see what you create so that you can make a more conscious decision about what you are allowing in your life, so that you can be consciously aware of what you are feeling, what you are thinking, what you are creating in every moment. This is bringing you back into alignment with the divine truth. When you are living your life with the divine truth, then you know what is best in every moment. And there's no doubt, there's no worry, there's no arguing with yourself over whatever it is your ego might want to argue with you over. We are helping you to let that go, helping you to stand in your power, to know that you are creating your life and that it is not up to anyone or anybody, anything else. It is you. It is your decision. It is your life. It is your creation. So breathe deeply now and accept this energy that we are bringing to you. Accept these changes that are coming into your life. Accept yourself and accept your ability to create what you truly desire. This is an opportunity to embrace the change, which is there. We are making you so much more. and we invite you to accept yourself. We love you. And we are here for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So have you been finding opportunities?
Actually, I think I have a temporary one. I have to wait to hear. Maybe today I'll hear from the guy. But I'm working on some things. So let's see if they come through. You know, I just like you said, I have a lot of problems with relationships right now around me. And I'm trying to really not feed into the, you know, drama. And it's so easy, too, because I guess I must be conditioned. It must be something
yeah,
I was brought
are.
Up. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I have to really stop myself. And it's really been a struggle for me because it's like overcoming an addiction almost.
Yeah, in a way it is, because we really do have these cycles that we are used to in our lives, and we expect those cycles, even though we don't like them. We think that they are normal.
Yeah. And I could see how I attracted a man that was very dramatic now. I wasn't seeing it before because I was in it and I was feeding into it and I was adding to the fire. Now I'm like not adding to the fire anymore, and I'm, you know, trying to put him in the past. And even though he doesn't want to be in the past, but that doesn't matter really. So I'm really, but I still had this problem with my family, and I think that's just something that I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life. With them.
Well, you know, because when it comes to your family, don't try to change them. And if you just need to spend some time away from them and not talking to them, do that. Because the only person you need to work on is you.
They
don't
always
worry
want to try and change. They want to change me, though. It's not that I want
that's
to change
why,
them. They want to change
that's
me.
That's why you should spend time away from them. And not
yeah.
talk to them.
Yeah, I
to
always...
take you out of the picture so that you can focus on you. I
yeah,
really
I
see great things coming for you, but you can't spend your time in your family energy, or those great things
no.
can't get through to you because you won't see them.
Oh,
so
oh no.
Make sure you're focusing on you and what you are creating and what's for your highest good, and let your family be. Just let them be.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like, you know, the less I deal with my sister, the better off I am. And I guess the better off she is, too. I don't know. It just seems like I'm you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm not a sister to her, more of a bother. So I would rather not even be. But sometimes it seems like she, you know, she knows I don't want to be bothered with her. And she still tries to stay in my life and... But she aggravates me. And I don't need aggravation right now. I'm trying to get on my feet.
Oh, you don't. Yeah. So just leave your sister alone and don't worry about how she feels, because how she feels is how she chooses to feel. And it really doesn't have anything to do with you anyway. So just
okay,
let that
well,
go.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Me. Bye-bye. Okay. And remember, if you call in and you have a question, you have to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, we just let you listen. And since you've gone through the trouble of calling in, there must have been something you wanted to ask about. I don't know where that came from. Okay. And right now, the chat room is working. It finally came up. So if you are in the chat room and you have a question, go ahead and type it. Let's see if I can read it.
Yes, right? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, life is so interesting. And it's so amazing how it changes and it becomes so much more than, you know, you were thinking about it being. And...
Yeah.
Okay, there was a point to that when I said it, but okay.
Well, Barbara,
so
you know what? Do we have someone that has a question?
No. So go ahead.
Well, you know what? I was getting the message acceptance when you were talking to Lena, and
mm-hmm.
you know, with her situation, or you know, all of us have something we're going through. We've just got to accept ourselves and our life as it is right now, today, before we can really move forward and heal. Okay, so acceptance is really, really important. And, you know, if you're going through something, you really do want to heal your life by accepting your journey for, you know, all it is and maybe all it isn't at the present moment. You know, things may not be exactly as you want them, but they can be more. So if you're going through something and, you know, you do want to change things, Mother Mary is coming in and she's asking that you put your hand on your heart and you say, I love you. So I love myself. I accept myself. I honor myself. And please let those words just, you know, fill every fiber of your being and let it be felt throughout your whole body. So if you want to say your name, you could say, you know, I love you, Lena. I accept you, Lena. I honor you, Lena. These are very, you know, it's just three small little phrases, but they mean so much. And just, you know, stay in that place of gratitude, and you're going to see how that you're able to move forward so much easier, because this is a time of healing for everyone. So please accept yourself and your journey the way it is, and express gratitude for, you know, all the beautiful that you do have in your life right now. And you do have angels that are waiting to connect with you, and the angels don't judge us. They love us unconditionally, but they do have to wait for us to call upon them. So angels are with every one of you right now. They want to help you to heal your life, but they also want to help you to achieve your dreams. And your angels can be with you, you know, through the good times and the bad times, the failures, the successes. But if you do need help from your angels, please don't wait till things get out of hand. Connect with them now. Connect with them daily. They can help with any kind of issue you're going through, whether it's, you know, a relationship, you're having, you know, problems staying on a diet, or maybe, you know, the kitchen sink is, you know, leaking. You can ask your angels to help you find, you know, someone to fix the faucet, a good plumber. Just remember, there's nothing too small, there's nothing too big to ask your angels, and you never have to go through any situation alone. Ask and you shall receive. But you must ask so they can bring, you know, all the beautiful magic to your life that you so desire and deserve. And there's people that have situations going on right now, and I'm getting, you know, there's help behind the scenes. So just hang in there. And we're all here to spread love and light to others. So please be willing to accept the help that you need. And just remember, we're all just perfectly imperfect, okay? And the angels are with us. And Barbara, that's my message.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful message. And you know, I have that automatic writing group that I'm doing on Monday evenings now, and last night.
Yes, how's it going?
Oh, that's going great. They want me to read one of the messages that I got last night. So the question was, what is most important for me to know to move forward in my life? And the answer is, you can. That is what holds back so many. They don't believe that they can. We say to you now, you can. Ask Divine Mother to release all of those can'ts that you have been taught. They are not true, and you don't need them. Accept that you can. Say that you can. Live, you can. Your truth is, you can. And so that's what they wanted to share with everybody now. Because really, we do have these beliefs that say we can't when we can.
And that was a beautiful message. And as you were saying it, I was hearing the song, Just What Makes That Little Old Ant Think He Can Move a Rubber Tree Plant. Everyone knows an ant can't rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. And I was hearing that as you were delivering your message.
So now we are the ant moving that rubber tree plant.
You'll have to give that. You'll have to give that little message to your class. I think that it's so funny.
But it's true,
yeah,
you know?
And it is true. We really do have these programs that we were taught that say we can't. But the truth is we can. And when we let go of that program, then we find ourselves doing what we didn't think was possible. And it's just a difference in how we think and what we truly believe. Because
when
what
I started
believe,
this
determine everything.
Yes. I mean, I listened to your show, and you've made so much sense. You've had so much knowledge. And then I was told, if I believe, you know, Spirit will give me everything I need. And, I mean, I started my journey then, you know, after listening to you for a while on radio back in 2014, I believe it was January, with really no classes or anything. And I was put on a show. It was an hour-and-a-half show. Thank goodness I had a seasoned co-host, because I could not imagine what I was going to say. But as the show started and I was told, okay, we're going to switch readings, you know, what shows have you been on? I said, I've never been on air. This is my first time, you know. And it was really funny, but everything, you know, I had a bumpy start. It wasn't pretty. And it just, you know, it got better and better and better. So you've got to have the courage to really step out of that comfort zone as well.
Yes. And
because if you stay comfortable, you're not going to get to experience new things.
Exactly.
And I was,
so
I couldn't have scared Barbara, you know. It was just terrifying, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know that we are taught, you know, that life is, we're supposed to be in that comfort zone. We're supposed to stay in that comfort zone and get out of that comfort zone. But the truth is, if you want to grow, if you really want to become more, then you've got to leave that comfort zone in the dust. And don't worry, as you move forward and adjust to the new things in your life, you'll become comfortable there, but you'll get to change again. So don't.
Yeah, just when you get comfortable, it's time to change again, you know?
Exactly. Comfort zone only comes when it's time to change.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay.
I'm glad that class is going well. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. It's really wonderful to work with those people and to, you know, to experience them and more about themselves and their connection with Creator or whatever name you want to use. You know, the Creator wants to talk to everybody. It's not just a few people. It's like everybody. But most people don't think that they can have that connection, or else they're afraid that the Creator is going to tell them everything that they've done wrong, which the Creator does not do. But, you know, if you were raised to believe that God is sitting up there with that big book writing down everything you've done wrong, it's time to let that go. Because, frankly, the Creator doesn't see wrong. He just sees you being you, and that's it. So it's up to you what it is you want to create.
When you said about Creator, you know, he doesn't write everything in a big book. I actually saw books with people's names on them. But when there was a situation, the angels would get together and they would just, you know, they would decide how to help the person, you know?
Yeah.
So I do see everyone does have a book with their name on it, but, you know, you are not judged. But the angels get together and they want to help you with every situation that you have. They really do.
It's more a book of judgment.
I think we judge ourselves.
In a book of judgment.
Yeah, I mean, the angels, you know, I do feel like everyone has their own book, Barbara, but like I said, and the angels are looking at it, and they're, you know, they're checking it constantly to see how they could help us to really, you know, to really achieve what we want to achieve, you know, what we're here for, and to create
so
the life that we so deserve.
Yes, definitely, because we have that freedom.
Yes.
That's,
and
just, you know,
saying, if you don't like yourself, so far, change it, you know? You can change your story at any time.
Definitely.
Don't be afraid.
Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 414. Hi, this is...
Hey, this is Sister. How are you?
Hi, Sister.
I got a bit of feedback. I don't know if it's my line or what, but I hear feedback. Okay, hang on one second. I think I know what I did. Hang on. I think it's me. So hang on one second. I am doing
makes
well
it easy.
Today. I just wanted to make sure that I got a chance to come in and to come in and just say good morning to you. And I needed some energy. I hadn't been able to be on for a while. So I, whenever I feel down, I call y'all.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
we're glad that it helped you call, sister.
It does.
You know what?
It
I'm
does.
Getting this good time for you, hon, to really sort of detox, you know, like your body, your life. You know, this is a good time. You know, really, this is a time because when we detox, we stay healthier. You know, we get out of the mode of disease. And it really helps to, like, I'm seeing, like, my dog Ginger is, like, cleaning your slate, you know. And you can also, you know, if there's, you know, toxic relationships, you know, even with, you know, with people, but also with any kind of, like, food or anything like that. I'm getting the word, like, detoxify really, like, largely around you. But I'm also getting, I don't know, there may be some, are there some maybe, like, negative people or situations?
Yeah, I'm just coming up, well, okay, so I had someone that I was dating past, and then all kind of stuff went haywire. Still kind of dealing with the residuals of that. Not only did I lose them, I also lost a child right after that, too. So it's just like the more, it seems like more and more things are going on. I'm doing pretty good moving forward. But it's just you know, just since like, as soon as I started feeling like I can get past everything, someone else comes through, oh, my gosh, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm not trying to be mean because that's not my thing to be mean, but I'm very blunt.
Right.
And, yeah.
Well, you've been through a lot. Just be gentle with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I see you have a divine around you, hon, and they're surrounding you with unconditional love. And this is going to be a new beginning for you. And I see it filled with, like, positive, happy energy. And the angels, you know, ask you to affirm that I choose to be happy today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starting a new journey. And you're really, you know, you're getting onto this path that's going to be really important in regard to, you know, what you're going to be doing. And this new path is going to be for your best, okay? I'm also wondering, I'm feeling like a lot of energy around you. Have you been thinking about moving from your residence or maybe, like, work or something? Because there's, like, quite a bit of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I want to have my own space. I want my house. I don't want to rent anymore. So I'm really just, you know, doing what I got to do because it is just
getting
too much.
But just see things as if they're already here and feel that beautiful, you know, energy that's there when you have that. But see it already and feel it. And you're going to bring in so many more blessings, okay? And it's going to help you to release any resistance that you're holding on to. And just open your arms wide now to receive, okay? So it's only going to be one step at a time. But you're going to be amazed as all this positive energy just keeps flowing into your life, okay? Don't let fear come in. This is really a beautiful new journey for you, new beginning.
Okay.
I'm also getting, you know, there may be new beginnings in love as well. So allow your life to change for the better, okay?
Wow.
Just allow all the beauty that's coming in, hon, and honor the beautiful light within, sister. You are a beacon of light yourself, okay? And when you stand there in your light, no one, you know, no one could stop that beautiful light, and there can't even be any darkness because you're so bright, okay? You're a beautiful, bright light, and this light within you is the essence of all that, you know, consists of you, your talents, your passions, your gifts, your loves. When you let the light shine, you give others permission to do the same. So please, shine brightly. Do not have any fear. No one can ever take or dim your light without your permission. And honor your heart and, you know, allow yourself to do what makes you happy. And Ginger's saying, yes, you know, period. No excuses. You have to allow yourself to be happy. Enough for yourself, she's saying. Show the world who you really are. She's saying you're an amazing light worker, okay? And she's saying, you know, respect from others, too, is what she's telling you.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm hearing this. You've got the power. So you have got the power. You've got to believe that. Do not give up. And you have this beautiful strength within you, and you can help yourself. You can help others. And you are stronger than you even imagine.
do not at any time allow others to take away your power with any kind of words or actions. And just stay determined, keep going. You know, you're going to get what you desire. And if you need help, the angels are available. They'll bring in some earthly help as well. And Ginger's saying she's got an army ready and willing to fight for you, sister, you know, and she's going to help you. So she's saying, please, whatever you do, don't give up before your miracle happens, okay?
Yes,
you've given your
yes.
way in the past. Take back that power, please, and believe in yourself, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
And
wow.
that's what I have. I hope that helped. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, sister, and have a very blessed day.
Yes, you as well. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's
hey,
what
babe.
Jesus would say to you. My sweet, beloved one, it's time for you to let go. So we are asking Archangel Michael to use his sword to cut the ties that have attached you to the past, to the losses that have happened in your life, to all of the things that weigh you down. And he is cutting those away layer by layer by layer by layer. And just going through as many layers as he needs to go through so that you are no longer tied to those old feelings, to those old beliefs, to those old emotions. And so that you are no longer attracting more of that into your life because it's time for you to let it go. And this does not mm-hmm. mean that you are letting go of any love. We never ask you to let go of love. What we're asking you to let go of is judgment. All of those times that you decide that you are wrong or if only or why, and all of those questions that come from the need to control and the need to judge. So he's cutting all of the ties to that, all of the layers. And just take a nice deep breath and just let it go. And allow yourself to start feeling the freedom of living in this moment, the freedom of being right now who you are and accepting who you are right now without any need to condemn or judge yourself. You are more beautiful than you know. And we want you to start accepting the truth of you. You have so much power, so much beauty, so much love, so much to share. And so we want you to let go of everything, absolutely everything, get in the way. Because you don't need it. You are standing in the power of love. You are power of love. There is nothing between you and love. You are love. And so all of that other stuff, things swept away. The angels are taking it off of you, lifting it layer by layer, so it's no longer a part of your life, so that you are standing in the love that you are, so that you are feeling the love that you are. And this includes the love of those that you've lost. That love is still with you. That love is clearer and more beautiful than it ever was before. Because they are no longer the place where they judge. They only love. Let yourself feel that and know that you are loved, you are supported, and that you can do what you desire. This is your life, and you are creating it in love. See that love. Be that love. Be that love.
Yes.
Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you so much. Both the well, all three of y'all, four of y'all, if you want to count, you got to count. that makes sense to me. And you know, the thing is that the other day I was told to do a video and talk about love. And it's like you both went there. mother love isn't like the people expect it to be? Like, is your love is different, and what your needs are different, and you value it? And, yeah, I guess I was feeling it, like I was feeling some type of way. Cause I'm like, why am I think they mean well, but it's not helping me, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Good. Now you can make choices that are best for you.
Yeah.
And that's the only person you're responsible for. Remember that. Just you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that helped me today when you said that today. That helped big time when I heard that. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, okay. Thank you both, all of you, and for Divine Jesus coming through, and for Ginger, everyone. Just thank you for channeling that message for me, because it helped. It did help. I'm glad I pushed
good.
Totally amazing, and you've got to believe that.
Yeah, I do. It gets a little shady sometimes when I get wrapped up in stuff, but it's good. It's good.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you both, and have a continued wonderful day and week until I speak to y'all on Friday.
Okay.
I'll see y'all on Friday.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 989, I think is your area code. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this me?
Yes.
Hi, Barbara, this is Anshul.
Hi, Anshul, how are you?
I am good.
What can we do for you today?
I would like guidance on my career. I feel like changing my career in another 3 or 4 months. But I am not very confident kind of feeling. So I just want to have a guidance whether it will be a good move now or should I wait for some time?
Okay, let's see what we're getting on that. DC?
Yes, hi, this is DC. The first message that I'm getting is from Mother Mary. You've got to remain optimistic. And expect good things to happen for you, hon, because they're going to happen. Your life is going to be filled with blessings, no matter what you see it is as of now, okay? And allow Mother Mary to come in with the angels and really help you to, you know, to trust and have faith. And it's going to be beautiful. You could even ask, you know, to see this whole situation through God's eyes. And you're going to see it in a different light, okay? So please be optimistic about your future. And it is created by, you know, what you're thinking right now and the decisions and the actions that you take. And the angels are showing me like a beautiful green light around something new in regard to, you know, a new career for you. I'm even getting, I don't know if you've thought about like entrepreneurial possibilities, okay? You may have an idea about something. But I'm getting that you have natural leadership abilities, and you're going to, you know, it's going to bring in financial gains because of it, okay? And you're going to achieve the results that you're looking for. You are going to achieve that. So please stay optimistic, stay positive, and just be grateful, okay? And, you know, make sure that all your actions are in alignment, you know, with what you're wanting, okay? But you've got to take your focus off, like, the monetary aspect of the situation. When you do, you're going to see how things change. Remove your emotions in regard to, you know, anything monetary. And just focus on what you, you know, what you want to happen. You're going to have all the money that you need. The angels are stuffing your pockets now. Money is just, like, coming out of all your pockets. And your money concerns will change, you know, when you let go of those insecurities in regard to money, okay, and you direct those thoughts in a more positive way. Again, think about what you want and only focus on that. Don't focus on what you're not wanting. Okay? And I'm also getting, honey, that your life is a little bit out of balance right now with giving and receiving. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've really got to have like a little bit more balance in that area. Mother Mary is going to be there. She's going to help you, okay? Because if we don't have that proper balance, you know, it could actually make us feel stuck and, you know, and then we don't see the opportunities that are even in front of us, okay? So just be more aware of, you know, like how much you give and how much you receive. Someone could give you a compliment and, you know, take that as receiving, okay? And, you know, when someone gives you a compliment, say thank you and really mean it and feel that appreciation and that gratitude, and you're going to see the current blessings that you have, and like I said, it's going to bring more blessings your way, okay? You've got to be a little bit got to trust now in divine timing, and, you know, when you pray for help, just know that your prayers are heard, they are answered. But if there's others involved, like I said, if there's going to be like a, you know, a business partnership or anything like that, we can't, you know, we can't go against someone's free will. So the timing is, it's going to be happening in the divine right timing. And heaven knows exactly that right moment, okay? So please have patience in the meantime. You know, God has the perfect plan. He has the perfect solution for you.
Yeah.
And we want to get out of the way, okay? And this way, you know, we're going to trust in God's timing and everything is going to happen, you know, in an amazing way for you. Okay? And that's what I have. I hope that helped.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay, and here is what Jesus wants to say. We want you to believe in yourself. You already know. You know that the beliefs that you have to determine what you experience. You'll be taking some steps to open up to connecting more and more with your guidance. And we encourage you to continue to take those steps. And we are now with these angels who are going to help you to let go of the belief that you cannot be who you are meant to be. We're going to help you clear out those old patterns, those old cycles, those old thoughts, because they have no place in your life. And we want you to just breathe deeply and to let go, because you are beginning to learn who you really are. You are beginning to see the impact that you have on the world. You are beginning to accept that you have the right to have a wonderful life, to have a career where you are doing what you love and you are well paid for what you do. So they are helping you to let go of those beliefs that say you can't, or you can't give enough money, or no one's going to accept you if you try to do that. All of those limitations that you are placing on yourself, they are helping you to let those go because they are not true. And you don't need to live with anything that is not true. So we want you to take some time to just let go. To just breathe and let go. To realize that your thoughts are not always the truth. But your heart is guiding you to what is true. This is about you opening up more and more to trust. To trusting that you are loved enough by your Creator to create a magnificent life. And to have it flow easily. Because it doesn't have to be hard. It can be easy and still be extremely good. There are a lot of beliefs that you've been taught that the angels are taking away now. And you may feel yourself growing lighter, and that's a good thing. Look at what it is you truly love to do, what it is you really want to spend your life doing. Because this is your choice. And then go after what you prefer and know that you deserve it and that you will achieve it and that this will be wonderful. It's okay for you to be happy. And we want you to accept that. We love you and we are here for you. Talk to us. We just want to talk to you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. And do take the time to talk to him. He's ready to talk to you. So let yourself hear what he has to say, okay?
Sure.
Great.
Thanks.
It looks really promising, so stick with it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And we are about at the end of our time. So, DC, are you getting any final words?
I'm not, Barbara. Her song's from Ginger. I'm good.
Okay, let's see if Jesus wants to say any last things. Oh, he does. Okay, here we go. We want each and every one of you to recognize that you are loved. The Creator does not play favorites. Everyone who was ever created is loved. And everyone who was ever created deserves that love. And everyone who was ever created has power, no matter what kind of circumstances you decided to live under. You don't have to give up your power. It's who you are. It's within you. Tap into that power. Use that power to create your life. Invite us to assist you. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do anything alone. Alone does not have to be an option. Accept our love. Accept your power. Accept your life. And make it whatever it is you prefer for it to be. Because, yes, you have that power. We love you. We love you so much. We love you more than words can ever say. Open up to loving yourself and create your beautiful, magnificent, wonderful life. You have our permission. So go for it. You are loved. That's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful. It was a beautiful message.
Yes. All right, then. We have come to the end of this show. We will be back on Thursday with another show, and we hope everyone has a wonderful couple of days. Well, we want your whole life to be wonderful, but that's up to you. And we'll talk to you again.
Yes. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.